What do I need to know about my family now and in the future? My family should put the Lord first in everything it does. Joshua 24:15b. Then choose for yourselves this day whom you will serve, whether the gods your forefathers served beyond the river or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you are living. But as for me and my household, we will serve the Lord. Joshua 24:15b. What do I need to know about my family now and in the future? My family should put the Lord first in everything it does. Joshua 24:15b. Then choose for yourselves this day whom you will serve, whether the gods your forefathers served beyond the river or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you are living. But as for me and my household, we will serve the Lord. Joshua 24:15b. What do I need to know about my family now and in the future? My family should put the Lord first in everything it does. Joshua 24:15b. Then choose for yourselves this day whom you will serve, whether the gods your forefathers served beyond the river or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you are living. But as for me and my household, we will serve the Lord. Joshua 24:15b. What do I need to know about my family now and in the future? Family members should enjoy one another. Deuteronomy 5:16. Honor your father and your mother as the Lord your God has commanded you, so that you may live long and that it may go well with you in the land the Lord your God is giving you. Deuteronomy 5:16. Psalm 127:3. Sons are a heritage from the Lord, children a reward from him. Psalm 127:3. What do I need to know about my family now and in the future? Family members should enjoy one another. Deuteronomy 5:16. Honor your father and your mother as the Lord your God has commanded you, so that you may live long and that it may go well with you in the land the Lord your God is giving you. Deuteronomy 5:16. Psalm 127:3. Sons are a heritage from the Lord, children a reward from him. Psalm 127:3. What do I need to know about my family now and in the future? Family members should enjoy one another. Deuteronomy 5:16. Honor your father and your mother as the Lord your God has commanded you, so that you may live long and that it may go well with you in the land the Lord your God is giving you. Deuteronomy 5:16. Psalm 127:3. Sons are a heritage from the Lord, children a reward from him. Psalm 127:3. What do I need to know about my family now and in the future? Family members should talk to one another. Proverbs 4:2-4. I give you sound learning, so do not forsake my teaching. When I was a boy in my father's house, still tender, and an only child of my mother, he taught me and said, "Lay hold of my words with all your heart. Keep my commands and you will live." Proverbs 4:2-4. What do I need to know about my family now and in the future? Family members should talk to one another. Proverbs 4:2-4. I give you sound learning, so do not forsake my teaching. When I was a boy in my father's house, still tender, and an only child of my mother, he taught me and said, "Lay hold of my words with all your heart. Keep my commands and you will live." Proverbs 4:2-4. What do I need to know about my family now and in the future? Family members should talk to one another. Proverbs 4:2-4. I give you sound learning, so do not forsake my teaching. When I was a boy in my father's house, still tender, and an only child of my mother, he taught me and said, "Lay hold of my words with all your heart. Keep my commands and you will live." Proverbs 4:2-4. What do I need to know about my family now and in the future? I need to earn my parents' trust. Ephesians 6, 1-2. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with a promise. Ephesians 6, 1-2. What do I need to know about my family now and in the future? I need to earn my parents' trust. Ephesians 6, 1-2. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with a promise. Ephesians 6, 1-2. What do I need to know about my family, now and in the future? I need to earn my parents' trust. Ephesians 6, 1-2. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with a promise. Ephesians 6, 1-2. What do I need to know about my family, now and in the future? Family members have responsibilities. Ephesians 6, 1-2 and 4. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with a promise. Fathers, do not exasperate your children. Instead, bring them up in the training and instruction of the Lord. Ephesians 6, 1-2 and 4. What do I need to know about my family, now and in the future? Family members have responsibilities. Ephesians 6, 1-2 and 4. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with a promise. Fathers, do not exasperate your children. Instead, bring them up in the training and instruction of the Lord. Ephesians 6, 1-2 and 4. What do I need to know about my family, now and in the future? Family members have responsibilities. Ephesians 6, 1-2 and 4. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with a promise. Fathers, do not exasperate your children. Instead, bring them up in the training and instruction of the Lord. Ephesians 6, 1-2 and 4. What do I need to know about my family, now and in the future? I need to be a kid. 2 Peter 1, 5-7. For this very reason, make every effort to add to your faith goodness, and to goodness, knowledge, and to knowledge, self-control, and to self-control, perseverance, and to perseverance, godliness, and to godliness, brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness, love. 2 Peter 1, 5-7. What do I need to know about my family, now and in the future? I need to be a kid. 2 Peter 1, 5-7. For this very reason, make every effort to add to your faith goodness, and to goodness, knowledge, and to knowledge, self-control, and to self-control, perseverance, and to perseverance, godliness, and to godliness, brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness, love. 2 Peter 1, 5-7. What do I need to know about my family, now and in the future? I need to be a kid. 2 Peter 1, 5-7. For this very reason, make every effort to add to your faith goodness, and to goodness, knowledge, and to knowledge, self-control, and to self-control, perseverance, and to perseverance, godliness, and to godliness, brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness, love. 2 Peter 1, 5-7. What do I need to know about my family, now and in the future? I need to keep myself pure. 1 Corinthians 6, 19-20. Do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit, who is in you, whom you have received from God? You are not your own. You are bought at a price. Therefore, honor God with your body. 1 Corinthians 6, 19-20. What do I need to know about my family, now and in the future? I need to keep myself pure. 1 Corinthians 6, 19-20. Do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit, who is in you, whom you have received from God? You are not your own. You are bought at a price. Therefore, honor God with your body. 1 Corinthians 6, 19-20. What do I need to know about my family, now and in the future? I need to keep myself pure. 1 Corinthians 6, 19-20. Do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit, who is in you, whom you have received from God? You are not your own. You are bought at a price. Therefore, honor God with your body. 1 Corinthians 6, 19-20. What do I need to know about my family, now and in the future? I need to pray about God's plan for my future. Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you a hope and a future. Jeremiah 29:11. Philippians 4:13. I can do everything through him who gives me strength. Philippians 4:13. What do I need to know about my family now and in the future? I need to pray about God's plan for my future. Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you a hope and a future. Jeremiah 29:11. Philippians 4:13. I can do everything through him who gives me strength. Philippians 4:13. What do I need to know about my family now and in the future? I need to pray about God's plan for my future. Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you a hope and a future. Jeremiah 29:11. Philippians 4:13. I can do everything through him who gives me strength. Philippians 4:13. How can I grow spiritually? I can grow spiritually by learning more about the Bible. Hebrews 5:13-14. Anyone who lives on milk, being still an infant, is not acquainted with the teaching about righteousness, but solid foods for the mature, who by constant use have trained themselves to distinguish good from evil. Hebrews 5:13-14. How can I grow spiritually? I can grow spiritually by learning more about the Bible. Hebrews 5:13-14. Anyone who lives on milk, being still an infant, is not acquainted with the teaching about righteousness, but solid foods for the mature, who by constant use have trained themselves to distinguish good from evil. Hebrews 5:13-14. How can I grow spiritually? I can grow spiritually by learning more about the Bible. Hebrews 5:13-14. Anyone who lives on milk, being still an infant, is not acquainted with the teaching about righteousness, but solid foods for the mature, who by constant use have trained themselves to distinguish good from evil. Hebrews 5:13-14. How can I grow spiritually? I can grow spiritually by listening to my pastor. 2 Timothy 1:13-14. What you heard from me, keep as the pattern of sound teaching, with faith and love in Christ Jesus. Guard the good deposit that was entrusted to you. Guard it with the help of the Holy Spirit who lives in us. 2 Timothy 1:13-14. How can I grow spiritually? I can grow spiritually by listening to my pastor. 2 Timothy 1:13-14. What you heard from me, keep as the pattern of sound teaching, with faith and love in Christ Jesus. Guard the good deposit that was entrusted to you. Guard it with the help of the Holy Spirit who lives in us. 2 Timothy 1:13-14. How can I grow spiritually? I can grow spiritually by listening to my pastor. 2 Timothy 1:13-14. What you heard from me, keep as the pattern of sound teaching, with faith and love in Christ Jesus. Guard the good deposit that was entrusted to you. Guard it with the help of the Holy Spirit who lives in us. 2 Timothy 1:13-14. How can I grow spiritually? I can grow spiritually by memorizing God's Word. Colossians 3:16. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly as you teach and admonish one another with all wisdom, and as you sing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs with gratitude in your hearts to God. Colossians 3:16. How can I grow spiritually? I can grow spiritually by memorizing God's word. Colossians 3:16. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly as you teach and admonish one another with all wisdom, and as you sing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs with gratitude in your hearts to God. Colossians 3:16. How can I grow spiritually? I can grow spiritually by memorizing God's word. Colossians 3:16. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly as you teach and admonish one another with all wisdom, and as you sing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs with gratitude in your hearts to God. Colossians 3:16. How can I grow spiritually? By being baptized, a picture of my relationship with Christ. Romans 6:4-5. We were therefore buried with him through baptism into death, in order that, just as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, we too may live a new life. If we have been united with him like this in death, we will certainly also be united with him in his resurrection. Romans 6:4-5. How can I grow spiritually? By being baptized, a picture of my relationship with Christ. Romans 6:4-5. We were therefore buried with him through baptism into death, in order that, just as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, we too may live a new life. If we have been united with him like this in death, we will certainly also be united with him in his resurrection. Romans 6:4-5. How can I grow spiritually? By being baptized, a picture of my relationship with Christ. Romans 6:4-5. We were therefore buried with him through baptism into death, in order that, just as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, we too may live a new life. If we have been united with him like this in death, we will certainly also be united with him in his resurrection. Romans 6:4-5. How can I grow spiritually? I can grow spiritually by reading my Bible every day. Joshua 1:8. Do not let this book of the law depart from your mouth. Meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. Then you will be prosperous and successful. Joshua 1:8. How can I grow spiritually? I can grow spiritually by reading my Bible every day. Joshua 1:8. Do not let this book of the law depart from your mouth. Meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. Then you will be prosperous and successful. Joshua 1:8. How can I grow spiritually? I can grow spiritually by reading my Bible every day. Joshua 1:8. Do not let this book of the law depart from your mouth. Meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. Then you will be prosperous and successful. Joshua 1:8. How can I grow spiritually? I can grow spiritually by using the gifts God has given me. 1 Corinthians 12:12. The body is a unit, though it is made up of many parts, and though all its parts are many, they form one body. So it is with Christ. 1 Corinthians 12:12. How can I grow spiritually? I can grow spiritually by using the gifts God has given me. 1 Corinthians 12:12. The body is a unit, though it is made up of many parts, and though all its parts are many, they form one body. So it is with Christ. 1 Corinthians 12:12. How can I grow spiritually? I can grow spiritually by using the gifts God has given me. 1 Corinthians 12:12. The body is a unit, though it is made up of many parts, and though all its parts are many, they form one body. So it is with Christ. 1 Corinthians 12:12. How can I grow spiritually? I can grow spiritually by talking to God every day. Colossians 4:2. Devote yourselves to prayer, being watchful and thankful. Colossians 4:2. How can I grow spiritually? I can grow spiritually by talking to God every day. Colossians 4:2. Devote yourselves to prayer, being watchful and thankful. Colossians 4:2. How can I grow spiritually? I can grow spiritually by talking to God every day. Colossians 4:2. Devote yourselves to prayer, being watchful and thankful. Colossians 4:2. How can I grow spiritually? I can grow spiritually by working together with other Christians at my church. 1 Corinthians 12:25. So that there should be no division in the body, but that its parts should have equal concern for each other. 1 Corinthians 12:25. Psalm 133:1. How good and pleasant it is when brothers live together in unity. Psalms 133:1. How can I grow spiritually? I can grow spiritually by working together with other Christians at my church. 1 Corinthians 12:25. So that there should be no division in the body, but that its parts should have equal concern for each other. 1 Corinthians 12:25. Psalm 133:1. How good and pleasant it is when brothers live together in unity. Psalms 133:1. How can I grow spiritually? I can grow spiritually by working together with other Christians at my church. 1 Corinthians 12:25. So that there should be no division in the body, but that its parts should have equal concern for each other. 1 Corinthians 12:25. Psalm 133:1. How good and pleasant it is when brothers live together in unity. Psalms 133:1. Other verses. Ephesians 1:14. Who is a deposit guaranteeing our inheritance until the redemption of those who are God's possession, to the praise of his glory. Ephesians 1:14. Other verses. Ephesians 1:14. Who is a deposit guaranteeing our inheritance until the redemption of those who are God's possession, to the praise of his glory. Ephesians 1:14. Other verses. Ephesians 1:14. Who is a deposit guaranteeing our inheritance until the redemption of those who are God's possession, to the praise of his glory. Ephesians 1:14. Definitions. Your forefathers. Someone who lived a long time ago, your relatives. Gods of the Amorites, false gods whom many of Israel's neighbors worshipped. Heritage, a special gift. Sound learning, good teaching. Tender, young and inexperienced. Lay hold of, grab hold of. Honor, respect. Commandments, laws, rules, instructions. Exasperate, push, frustrate. Instruction, teaching. Every effort, your total interest. Goodness, excellence. Godliness, to willingly obey God. Temple, place where God lives. Lives on milk, knows basic Bible truths. Not acquainted with, doesn't know about. Solid food, more challenging Bible truths. The mature, those who are grown up. Train themselves, exercised, gotten into good condition. Distinguish, tell the difference between. Entrusted, given for safekeeping. Dwell, live. Admonish, warn, encourage. Psalms, songs. Baptism, placed into. Body, those who have put their faith in Christ. Challenge 4, section 3. Division, break, separation. Body, the church, Christians. And Challenge 4, Section 6. Brothers, those who believe in the Lord. Definitions. Your forefathers. Someone who lived a long time ago, your relatives. Gods of the Amorites, false gods whom many of Israel's neighbors worshipped. Heritage, a special gift. Sound learning, good teaching. Tender, young and inexperienced. Lay hold of, grab hold of. Honor, respect. Commandments, laws, rules, instructions. Exasperate, push, frustrate. Instruction, teaching. Every effort, your total interest. Goodness, excellence. Godliness, to willingly obey God. Temple, place where God lives. Lives on milk, knows basic Bible truths. Not acquainted with, doesn't know about. Solid food, more challenging Bible truths. The mature, those who are grown up. Train themselves, exercised, gotten into good condition. Distinguish, tell the difference between. Entrusted, given for safekeeping. Dwell, live. Admonish, warn, encourage. Psalms, songs. Baptism, placed into. Body, those who have put their faith in Christ. Challenge 4, Section 3. Division, break, separation. Body, the church, Christians. And Challenge 4, Section 6. Brothers, those who believe in the Lord. Definitions. Your forefathers. Someone who lived a long time ago, your relatives. Gods of the Amorites. False gods whom many of Israel's neighbors worshipped. Heritage, a special gift. Sound learning, good teaching. Tender, young and inexperienced. Lay hold of, grab hold of. Honor, respect. Commandments, laws, rules, instructions. Exasperate, push, frustrate. Instruction, teaching. Every effort, your total interest. Goodness, excellence, godliness, to willingly obey God. Temple, place where God lives. Lives on milk, knows basic Bible truths. Not acquainted with, doesn't know about. Solid food, more challenging Bible truths. The mature, those who are grown up. Train themselves, exercised, gotten into good condition. Distinguish, tell the difference between. Entrusted, given for safekeeping. Dwell, live. Admonish, warn, encourage. Psalms, songs. Baptism, placed into. Body, those who have put their faith in Christ. Challenge 4, section 3. Division, break, separation. Body, the church, Christians. And challenge 4, section 6. Brothers, those who believe in the Lord. Brain checks. Question and answer. What does it mean to glorify the Lord? To make the Lord be part of my life. To praise the Lord. To make good choices, which are the choices He would want me to make. How can you put the Lord first in your life? By living my life the way He wants me to live it. Why is it important for family members to talk to one another? I need to talk to my parents and let them know what is happening in my life. Talking together helps families stay close. What must you do to earn your parents' trust? I should do what my parents say in the little things, and then my parents can trust me in the bigger things. What was the price with which we were bought? The blood of Christ. When should you start praying about your future? I should begin now. What is the difference between the milk of God's word and the meat of God's word? The milk is the truth you need to know to trust Christ as Savior. But after that, you need to learn more and more about the Bible and get into deeper things, meat of God's word. What does baptism picture? Baptism is a picture of our being placed into the body of Christ. Baptism is a picture of Christ's death, burial, and resurrection. What is a spiritual gift? A spiritual gift is a special ability God gives believers to use in serving Him and His church. What should we always pray for? Lord, Your will be done. How can Christians work together? We each have gifts. If we each use those gifts, then we can get things done. Brain checks. Question and answer. What does it mean to glorify the Lord? To make the Lord be part of my life. To praise the Lord. To make good choices, which are the choices He would want me to make. How can you put the Lord first in your life? By living my life the way He wants me to live it. Why is it important for family members to talk to one another? I need to talk to my parents and let them know what is happening in my life. Talking together helps families stay close. What must you do to earn your parents' trust? I should do what my parents say in the little things, and then my parents can trust me in the bigger things. What was the price with which we were bought? The blood of Christ. When should you start praying about your future? I should begin now. What is the difference between the milk of God's word and the meat of God's word? The milk is the truth you need to know to trust Christ as Savior. But after that, you need to learn more and more about the Bible and get into deeper things, meat of God's word. What does baptism picture? Baptism is a picture of our being placed into the body of Christ. Baptism is a picture of Christ's death, burial, and resurrection. What is a spiritual gift? A spiritual gift is a special ability God gives believers to use in serving Him and His church. What should we always pray for? Lord, Your will be done. How can Christians work together? We each have gifts. If we each use those gifts, then we can get things done. Brain checks. Question and answer. What does it mean to glorify the Lord? To make the Lord be part of my life. To praise the Lord. to make good choices, which are the choices he would want me to make. How can you put the Lord first in your life? By living my life the way he wants me to live it. Why is it important for family members to talk to one another? I need to talk to my parents and let them know what is happening in my life. Talking together helps families stay close. What must you do to earn your parents' trust? I should do what my parents say in the little things, and then my parents can trust me in the bigger things. What was the price with which we were bought? The blood of Christ. When should you start praying about your future? I should begin now. What is the difference between the milk of God's word and the meat of God's word? The milk is the truth you need to know to trust Christ as Savior. But after that, you need to learn more and more about the Bible and get into deeper things, meat of God's word. What does baptism picture? Baptism is a picture of our being placed into the body of Christ. Baptism is a picture of Christ's death, burial, and resurrection. What is a spiritual gift? A spiritual gift is a special ability God gives believers to use in serving Him and His church. What should we always pray for? Lord, your will be done. How can Christians work together? We each have gifts. If we each use those gifts, then we can get things done. Review of Ultimate Challenge Book 1. How do we know the Bible is true? We know the Bible is true because the Bible is God's word. Jeremiah 10:10a. But the Lord is the true God. He is the living God. Jeremiah 10:10a. How do we know the Bible is true? We know the Bible is true because the Bible is God's word. Jeremiah 10:10a. But the Lord is the true God. He is the living God. Jeremiah 10:10a. How do we know the Bible is true? We know the Bible is true because the Bible is God's word. Jeremiah 10:10a. But the Lord is the true God. He is the living God. Jeremiah 10:10a. How do we know the Bible is true? We know the Bible is true because God says His word is pure. Proverbs 30:5-6. Every word of God is flawless. He is a shield to those who take refuge in Him. Do not add to His words, or He will rebuke you and prove you a liar. Proverbs 35:6. How do we know the Bible is true? We know the Bible is true because God says His word is pure. Proverbs 35:6. Every word of God is flawless. He is a shield to those who take refuge in Him. Do not add to His words, or He will rebuke you and prove you a liar. Proverbs 35:6. How do we know the Bible is true? We know the Bible is true because God says His word is pure. Proverbs 35:6. Every word of God is flawless. He is a shield to those who take refuge in Him. Do not add to His words, or He will rebuke you and prove you a liar. Proverbs 35:6. How do we know the Bible is true? We know the Bible is true because people witness the events of the Bible. 2 Peter 1:16. We did not follow cleverly invented stories when we told you about the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, but we were eyewitnesses of His majesty. 2 Peter 1:16. How do we know the Bible is true? We know the Bible is true because people witness the events of the Bible. 2 Peter 1:16. We did not follow cleverly invented stories when we told you about the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, but we were eyewitnesses of His majesty. 2 Peter 1:16. How do we know the Bible is true? We know the Bible is true because people witness the events of the Bible. 2 Peter 1:16. We did not follow cleverly invented stories when we told you about the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, but we were eyewitnesses of His majesty. 2 Peter 1:16. How do we know the Bible is true? We know the Bible is true because the Bible is historically correct. 1 John 1:1. That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked at and our hands have touched, this we proclaim concerning the word of life. 1 John 1:1. How do we know the Bible is true? We know the Bible is true because the Bible is historically correct. 1 John 1:1. That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked at and our hands have touched, this we proclaim concerning the word of life. 1 John 1:1. How do we know the Bible is true? We know the Bible is true because the Bible is historically correct. 1 John 1:1. That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked at and our hands have touched, this we proclaim concerning the word of life. 1 John 1:1. What do I need to know about God? I need to know that God wants me to honor Him. Exodus 27:8 and verse 8. You shall not misuse the name of the Lord your God. Remember the Sabbath day by keeping it holy. Exodus 27:8 and verse 8. What do I need to know about God? I need to know that God wants me to honor Him. Exodus 27:8 and verse 8. You shall not misuse the name of the Lord your God. Remember the Sabbath day by keeping it holy. Exodus 27:8 and verse 8. What do I need to know about God? I need to know that God wants me to honor Him. Exodus 27:8 and verse 8. You shall not misuse the name of the Lord your God. Remember the Sabbath day by keeping it holy. Exodus 27:8 and verse 8. What do I need to know about God? I need to know that God wants me to honor my family and my neighbors. Exodus 20:12 through 15. Honor your father and your mother, so that you may live long in the land the Lord your God is giving you. You shall not murder. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. Exodus 20:12 through 15. What do I need to know about God? I need to know that God wants me to honor my family and my neighbors. Exodus 20:12 through 15. Honor your father and your mother, so that you may live long in the land the Lord your God is giving you. You shall not murder. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. Exodus 20:12 through 15. What do I need to know about God? I need to know that God wants me to honor my family and my neighbors. Exodus 20:12 through 15. Honor your father and your mother, so that you may live long in the land the Lord your God is giving you. You shall not murder. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. Exodus 20:12 through 15. What do I need to know about God? I need to know that God is merciful. Titus 3:5. He saved us, not because of righteous things we had done, but because of His mercy. He saved us through the washing of rebirth and renewal by the Holy Spirit. Titus 3:5. What do I need to know about God? I need to know that God is merciful. Titus 3:5. He saved us, not because of righteous things we had done, but because of His mercy. He saved us through the washing of rebirth and renewal by the Holy Spirit. Titus 3:5. What do I need to know about God? I need to know that God is merciful. Titus 3:5. He saved us, not because of righteous things we had done, but because of His mercy. He saved us through the washing of rebirth and renewal by the Holy Spirit. Titus 3:5. What do I need to know about the Lord Jesus Christ? I need to know that Christ became a man so He could do what God had planned. Matthew 1:21. She gave birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. Matthew 1:21. What do I need to know about the Lord Jesus Christ? I need to know that Christ became a man so he could do what God had planned. Matthew 1:21. She gave birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. Matthew 1:21. What do I need to know about the Lord Jesus Christ? I need to know that Christ became a man so he could do what God had planned. Matthew 1:21. She gave birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. Matthew 1:21. What do I need to know about the Lord Jesus Christ? I need to know that because of the Lord Jesus Christ, I am loved. Romans 5:8. But God demonstrates his own love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Romans 5:8. What do I need to know about the Lord Jesus Christ? I need to know that because of the Lord Jesus Christ, I am loved. Romans 5:8. But God demonstrates his own love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Romans 5:8. What do I need to know about the Lord Jesus Christ? I need to know that because of the Lord Jesus Christ, I am loved. Romans 5:8. But God demonstrates his own love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Romans 5:8. What do I need to know about the Lord Jesus Christ? I need to know that because of the Lord Jesus Christ, I have salvation. Romans 4:5. However, to the man who does not work but trusts God who justifies the wicked, his faith is credited as righteousness. Romans 4:5. What do I need to know about the Lord Jesus Christ? I need to know that because of the Lord Jesus Christ, I have salvation. Romans 4:5. However, to the man who does not work but trusts God who justifies the wicked, his faith is credited as righteousness. Romans 4:5. What do I need to know about the Lord Jesus Christ? I need to know that because of the Lord Jesus Christ, I have salvation. Romans 4:5. However, to the man who does not work but trusts God who justifies the wicked, his faith is credited as righteousness. Romans 4:5. What do I need to know about the Lord Jesus Christ? I need to know that because of the Lord Jesus Christ, I am forgiven. 1 John 1:9. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. 1 John 1:9. What do I need to know about the Lord Jesus Christ? I need to know that because of the Lord Jesus Christ, I am forgiven. 1 John 1:9. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. 1 John 1:9. What do I need to know about the Lord Jesus Christ? I need to know that because of the Lord Jesus Christ, I am forgiven. 1 John 1:9. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. 1 John 1:9. What do I need to know about the Holy Spirit? I need to know that I am baptized by the Holy Spirit. Colossians 2:12. Having been buried with him in baptism and raised with him through your faith in the power of God who raised him from the dead. Colossians 2:12. What do I need to know about the Holy Spirit? I need to know that I am baptized by the Holy Spirit. Colossians 2:12. Having been buried with him in baptism and raised with him through your faith in the power of God who raised him from the dead. Colossians 2:12. What do I need to know about the Holy Spirit? I need to know that I am baptized by the Holy Spirit. Colossians 2:12. Having been buried with him in baptism and raised with him through your faith in the power of God who raised him from the dead. Colossians 2:12. What do I need to know about the Holy Spirit? I need to know what it means to be filled with the Spirit. Galatians 5:16. So I say, live by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the sinful nature. Galatians 5:16. What do I need to know about the Holy Spirit? I need to know what it means to be filled with the Spirit. Galatians 5:16. So I say, live by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the sinful nature. Galatians 5:16. What do I need to know about the Holy Spirit? I need to know what it means to be filled with the Spirit. Galatians 5:16. So I say, live by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the sinful nature. Galatians 5:16. What do I need to know about the Holy Spirit? I need to know that the Holy Spirit helps me pray. Romans 8:26. In the same way, the Spirit helps us in our weakness. We do not know what we ought to pray for, but the Spirit Himself intercedes for us with groans that words cannot express. Romans 8:26. What do I need to know about the Holy Spirit? I need to know that the Holy Spirit helps me pray. Romans 8:26. In the same way, the Spirit helps us in our weakness. We do not know what we ought to pray for, but the Spirit Himself intercedes for us with groans that words cannot express. Romans 8:26. What do I need to know about the Holy Spirit? I need to know that the Holy Spirit helps me pray. Romans 8:26. In the same way, the Spirit helps us in our weakness. We do not know what we ought to pray for, but the Spirit Himself intercedes for us with groans that words cannot express. Romans 8:26. What do I need to know about the Holy Spirit? I need to know that I am sealed by the Holy Spirit. Ephesians 4:30. And do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, with whom you were sealed for the day of redemption. Ephesians 4:30. What do I need to know about the Holy Spirit? I need to know that I am sealed by the Holy Spirit. Ephesians 4:30. And do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, with whom you were sealed for the day of redemption. Ephesians 4:30. What do I need to know about the Holy Spirit? I need to know that I am sealed by the Holy Spirit. Ephesians 4:30. And do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, with whom you were sealed for the day of redemption. Ephesians 4:30. Miscellaneous. Families should talk and families should listen. Family members have responsibilities to help with chores, respect each other's privacy, care for a family member who is sick, honor each other with gifts, pray for each other, love each other. Milk and meat of the word. According to 1 Peter 2:2, what kind of food do newborn babies desire? Milk. According to Hebrews 5:12-14, what kind of food do you desire when you are grown? Meat. What would be the milk of the Bible? What it means to trust Christ? Maybe some things about people like Noah or Jonah. What would be the meat of the Bible? To really study the Bible and know what it says about a lot of different subjects. After a while, you can easily tell the difference between good and evil. While you might have forgotten what the pastor talked about last Sunday, it could have been because you were reading a book, writing notes to your friends, whispering to your friend, playing tic-tac-toe, coloring the O's in the bulletin, dreaming about the game. Miscellaneous. Families should talk and families should listen. Family members have responsibilities to help with chores, respect each other's privacy, care for a family member who is sick, honor each other with gifts, pray for each other, love each other. Milk and meat of the word. According to 1 Peter 2:2, what kind of food do newborn babies desire? Milk. According to Hebrews 5:12-14, what kind of food do you desire when you are grown? Meat. What would be the milk of the Bible? What it means to trust Christ? Maybe some things about people like Noah or Jonah. What would be the meat of the Bible? To really study the Bible and know what it says about a lot of different subjects. After a while, you can easily tell the difference between good and evil. One you might have forgotten what the pastor talked about last Sunday. It could have been because you were reading a book, writing notes to your friends, whispering to your friend, playing tic-tac-toe, coloring the O's in the bulletin, dreaming about the game. Miscellaneous. Families should talk and families should listen. Family members have responsibilities to help with chores, respect each other's privacy, care for a family member who is sick, honor each other with gifts, pray for each other, love each other. Milk and meat of the word. According to 1 Peter 2:2, what kind of food do newborn babies desire? Milk. According to Hebrews 5:12-14, what kind of food do you desire when you are grown? Meat. What would be the milk of the Bible? What it means to trust Christ? Maybe some things about people like Noah or Jonah. What would be the meat of the Bible? To really study the Bible and know what it says about a lot of different subjects. After a while, you can easily tell the difference between good and evil. One you might have forgotten what the pastor talked about last Sunday. It could have been because you were reading a book, writing notes to your friends, whispering to your friend, playing tic-tac-toe, coloring the O's in the bulletin, dreaming about the game. Items from the storyline. Intro. The ultimate adventure is our relationship with Jesus. Challenge 1-2. We were created to glorify the Lord. He should come first in our lives. Challenge 1-3. You are God's gift to your parents. You are a reward from God to your mom and dad. You are a heritage to your mom and dad. God had a specific plan for your life when He put you in the care of your family. Challenge 1-5. Some things you can talk about are 1. What's happening in school or with your friends, and 2. The pastor's message. Ask your parents what you don't understand. Challenge 2-2. Responsibility is the ability to respond willingly and without complaining. Challenge 2-4. Growing up too soon only leads to trouble. The Bible tells us that boys should treat girls as sisters and girls should treat boys as brothers. 1 Peter 3:8. Challenge 2-5. The Lord says that it is important to save yourself for marriage. Challenge 2-6. Being joyful and content comes from living for the Lord Jesus. Challenge 3-3. Intro. Just like the bear keeps coming back to the garbage and getting trapped, so people return to the garbage of sin and get trapped. Challenge 3. Intro. You might be the only Christian someone sees. We should show others that we have a relationship with Christ by the way we live our lives. Challenge 3-4. You need to listen and remember what the pastor says. One way to do this is by taking notes. Challenge 3-5. Memorizing God's word is a good thing to do all the time because it is a great way to grow spiritually. Two reasons to memorize God's word. You will know Bible verses that can help you talk to your friends about Christ. You will know what the Bible says about right and wrong. Challenge 3-7. Communion is a picture of Christ's death, burial, and resurrection. Baptism is another picture of our relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. When we trust Christ as Savior, we are baptized by the Holy Spirit and at that very moment placed into the body of Christ. Baptism by water does not save you. Baptism is your testimony to other people that you have trusted Christ. Baptism by immersion is being placed under the water and then immediately lifted up from the water. Challenge 4-3. When you trust Christ as Savior, the Holy Spirit gives you one or more spiritual gifts. When we are born with abilities and talents, these are not spiritual gifts, but may be how the spiritual gift is worked out in our lives. Challenge 4-5. You need to talk to God every day. You can talk to God about absolutely anything. Challenge 4-6. The Lord designed us to be part of a growing church body. The Lord designed churches to be self-governing and responsible directly to the Lord. God wants us to worship together, study His Word together, pray together, serve together, and encourage one another. Items from the storyline. Intro. The ultimate adventure is our relationship with Jesus. Challenge 1-2. We were created to glorify the Lord. He should come first in our lives. Challenge 1-3. You are God's gift to your parents. You are a reward from God to your mom and dad. You are a heritage to your mom and dad. God had a specific plan for your life when He puts you in the care of your family. Challenge 1-5. Some things you can talk about are 1. What's happening in school or with your friends, and 2. The pastor's message. Ask your parents what you don't understand. Challenge 2-2. Responsibility is the ability to respond willingly and without complaining. Challenge 2-4. Growing up too soon only leads to trouble. The Bible tells us that boys should treat girls as sisters and girls should treat boys as brothers. 1 Peter 3:8. Challenge 2-5. The Lord says that it is important to save yourself for marriage. Challenge 2-6. Being joyful and content comes from living for the Lord Jesus. Challenge 3-3. Intro. Just like the bear keeps coming back to the garbage and getting trapped, so people return to the garbage of sin and get trapped. Challenge 3. Intro. You might be the only Christian someone sees. We should show others that we have a relationship with Christ by the way we live our lives. Challenge 3-4. You need to listen and remember what the pastor says. One way to do this is by taking notes. Challenge 3-5. Memorizing God's Word is a good thing to do all the time because it is a great way to grow spiritually. Two reasons to memorize God's Word. You will know Bible verses that can help you talk to your friends about Christ. You will know what the Bible says about right and wrong. Challenge 3-7. Communion is a picture of Christ's death, burial, and resurrection. Baptism is another picture of our relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. When we trust Christ as Savior, we are baptized by the Holy Spirit and at that very moment placed into the body of Christ. Baptism by water does not save you. Baptism is your testimony to other people that you have trusted Christ. Baptism by immersion is being placed under the water and then immediately lifted up from the water. Challenge 4-3. When you trust Christ as Savior, the Holy Spirit gives you one or more spiritual gifts. When we are born with abilities and talents, these are not spiritual gifts, but may be how the spiritual gift is worked out in our lives. Challenge 4-5. You need to talk to God every day. You can talk to God about absolutely anything. Challenge 4-6. The Lord designed us to be part of a growing church body. The Lord designed churches to be self-governing and responsible directly to the Lord. God wants us to worship together, study His Word together, pray together, serve together, and encourage one another. Items from the storyline. Intro. The ultimate adventure is our relationship with Jesus. Challenge 1-2. We were created to glorify the Lord. He should come first in our lives. Challenge 1-3. You are God's gift to your parents. You are a reward from God to your mom and dad. You are a heritage to your mom and dad. God had a specific plan for your life when He puts you in the care of your family. Challenge 1-5. Some things you can talk about are 1. What's happening in school or with your friends, and 2. The pastor's message. Ask your parents what you don't understand. Challenge 2-2. Responsibility is the ability to respond willingly and without complaining. Challenge 2-4. Growing up too soon only leads to trouble. The Bible tells us that boys should treat girls as sisters and girls should treat boys as brothers. 1 Peter 3:8. Challenge 2-5. The Lord says that it is important to save yourself for marriage. Challenge 2-6. Being joyful and content comes from living for the Lord Jesus. Challenge 3-3. Intro. Just like the bear keeps coming back to the garbage and getting trapped, so people return to the garbage of sin and get trapped. Challenge 3. Intro. You might be the only Christian someone sees. We should show others that we have a relationship with Christ by the way we live our lives. Challenge 3-4. You need to listen and remember what the pastor says. One way to do this is by taking notes. Challenge 3-5. Memorizing God's word is a good thing to do all the time because it is a great way to grow spiritually. Two reasons to memorize God's word. You will know Bible verses that can help you talk to your friends about Christ. You will know what the Bible says about right and wrong. Challenge 3-7. Communion is a picture of Christ's death, burial, and resurrection. Baptism is another picture of our relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. When we trust Christ as Savior, we are baptized by the Holy Spirit and at that very moment placed into the body of Christ. Baptism by water does not save you. Baptism is your testimony to other people that you have trusted Christ. Baptism by immersion is being placed under the water and then immediately lifted up from the water. Challenge 4-3. When you trust Christ as Savior, the Holy Spirit gives you one or more spiritual gifts. When we are born with abilities and talents, these are not spiritual gifts, but may be how the spiritual gift is worked out in our lives. Challenge 4-5. You need to talk to God every day. You can talk to God about absolutely anything. Challenge 4-6. The Lord designed us to be part of a growing church body. The Lord designed churches to be self-governing and responsible directly to the Lord. God wants us to worship together, study His word together, pray together, serve together, and encourage one another.